Thank you for welcoming me back in for Book Club. And wherever this finds you in Sydney's lockdown, I hope that you're doing well. I hope you've got some good books to read. I have been trying to cover a bit of reading myself. And a part of that is I've been thinking about genre lately. And genre in its simplest form is the style or the type of books that you like to read. You know, crime, fantasy, romance. Genre has other uses in linguistic theory, but like I've mostly been thinking about literary genres. And often in a conversation, genre fans will clash with so-called literary fans. There's a bit of a slippery slope of which is which, but often it seems that if something can be defined as being in a genre, it's by default not literary. I don't agree with this. That's why I brought it up, because I would hate for anyone to hear us discuss a book in the book club and dismiss it offhand because it didn't fit their idea of genre or the genre they like or what they believe is the sort of book that they want to read. So there's this, talk about this a little bit more. There was actually this great article in The Guardian this week. Marianne Sieghart writes, "Why do so few men read books by women?" And Sieghart is looking at how we're able to understand each other's perspectives of the world and how this relates to a range of particularly pervasive gaps in gendered experience of the world. But it also got me thinking about genre. Do perceptions about genre and which genres are read by which group? You know, do guys read certain books? Do women read other books? Does it play into the books that we choose for ourselves, the books that we feel comfortable being seen reading in public? That would worry me. But I wanted to think about that today. For instance, if I introduced you to a book called Love in Theory, what would your reaction be? I think some people might hear love and automatically start classifying the type of book this might be. Well, as it happens, Love in Theory by Elodie Cheesman is the book that I've brought for our book club read today. It's the story of a 20-something Sydney-sider dedicated to their career and adopting a novel approach to social life outside work. In a lot of ways, this book is the perfect exploration of living in a world where, I'm going to say, boomer thinking kind of dominates and millennials are shut out from many of the tropes of growing up that their parents have told them to expect just because the world has changed. There are different ways of doing things and you can't afford to do a lot of the stuff that maybe your parents did. So Romy is a graduate lawyer. Her work sees her taking a deep dive into the relationships corporations have with their employees. And she's finding out that many of these look a lot like romantic partnerships, maybe more than anything she's got going on her personal calendar. Meanwhile, her parents have challenged her with the theory of the optimal stopping point. It's a way of calculating the best time to make a decision when the choices seem to go on endlessly. So, you know, if you can always sort of hold out for the next option, when do you actually stop? When do you kind of say, okay, this will do? Maybe you're starting to see how this might relate to a dating life. You know, if there are endless choices to either swipe left or swipe right on. Love in Theory flips between the arching narrative of Romy's personal life and vignettes from her legal world of wrongful terminations turned sour. It's an expose of how none of us are really equipped to work on our relationships because we rarely stop and think whether relationships are things that need work. There's this kind of pervasive idea that it just happens, it works, it's magic, it's kismet, it's chemistry. Now, as Romy grapples between trusting chemistry and doing the work, she finds that almost everyone subscribes to varying notions of love and relationships. It's amazing we ever get together for anything. See, from a genre perspective, this might look like a romance novel, and romance novels absolutely smash it in terms of looking at the ways we live our lives. But if you only saw it as a romance novel, you might miss some of the really savvy eye that it puts and the critical thinking it applies to everyday relationships, the way we just go about our world. Love in Theory wants us to think about things that we usually believe should just be felt. It's trying to upend our social positioning and show us a new perspective. And you know what? As far as books go, showing me a new perspective, that's something always worth having a look at. This was Elodie Cheesman's Love in Theory in the 2SER Book Club. I'm Andrew Popel. You can catch me every week on Final Draft, 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning, 6:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night. Till next week when we have some more book club action, happy reading. Bye for now.